Tigers, members of the Yankee License Committee, welcome. Governor La Trobe has rejected our offer of the 10 shillings for the September license.
Boo!
Governor La Trobe has rejected the miners' petition signed by over 13,000 miners. We are not going to stand for this, diggers. We want the abolition, finally, of the unfair tax, the gold license of 30 shillings a month.
It's August 27, 1853. And the gold miners of Bendigo are rebelling against extraordinarily high mining taxes.
No more mining tax! 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 No more mining tax!
Since the gold rush started 2 years earlier, tens of thousands of people have come to central Victoria to seek their fortune. Shopkeepers lost their clerks, sea captains their sailors, and squatters their shepherds. The government of the day was at its wit's end to stop this exodus. So, they introduced an unaffordable mining tax, and in response, diggers banded together to form the Anti-Gold License Association. Leader George Thompson gathered more than 10,000 miners to Bendigo's Camp Hill to present Commissioners Joseph Panton and William Wright with just 10 shillings, or one-third of the mining licence fee.
I offer you 10 shillings for the September licence.
I regret that I must refuse this offer, Mr. Thompson. As you know, the licence fee is 30 shillings a month, not 10 shillings.
I must say, Mr. Thompson, Governor La Trobe regrets the manner in which your miners' association is conducting its aims.
But Commissioner Wright, aware of the anger on Bendigo's goldfields, agreed to waive the September fee.
Hopefully down the track we will actually be able to come to an agreeable and reasonable settlement over the issue. At the moment there just has not been sufficient time to consider all the implications of changing the licence fee.
Victorian miners' resentment eventually spilled over into the bloody Eureka Stockade in 1854. But what makes Bendigo's Red Ribbon Movement so remarkable is that it didn't lead to violence.
Will it please you that we be allowed to leave unhindered from this meeting place?
Mr. Thompson and delegates, I can assure you that you will not be troubled today. I congratulate you on your orderly conduct.
Back in the present day, I asked Bendigo Historical Society President Jim Evans, why?
I put it down to the fact that the miners' leaders and the commissioners, particularly the young Commissioner Panton, were prepared to compromise, to negotiate, to seek a way out of the impasse concerning the licence. So that's, and we kept our marshals, kept a very tight rein on people that might be inclined to turn to violence, and we're successful. No one was injured in this demonstration of over 10,000 miners back then in 1853.
Mr. Evans says the Red Ribbon Movement was a crucial step towards democracy in early Victoria.
Well, we regard it, looking back, as one of the steps towards in the march towards democracy, beginning in the Forest Creek diggings of Tewton, the monster meeting there, which attracted thousands of miners in protest against the gold licence, and also in Bendigo, the Red Ribbon movement, which was for the same thing. The government was arbitrary, it was undemocratic, and we wanted to see changes in the way this colony, the colony of Victoria, was governed.